Jay's not coming, right?
No.
No, but just the
recording
three of us.
In progress.
You ready to go? I show it is 18:12. Apologize for the delay. We will now call the meeting to order of the North Lyon County Fire Protection District Board of Directors. Present for tonight's meeting is Director Romer, Director Skinner, and myself, Director Toombs. Absent is Director Murphy and Director Rodriguez, and we do have a quorum. We will start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. Captain Snyder, would you mind leading us tonight?
Yep. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, yeah. We will now observe a moment of silence. Thank you. And for the record, this is the February 20, 2025 meeting. Well, first agenda item is public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any public comment at this time? Yes.
Tammy Dickman for the record.
Tammy, can you please go up front and speak up loud?
Yes, Ms. Miller. Tammy Dickman for the record. So, an update on the hydrants. Some of you know, I did some public record requests, and the inspections that I was told had been done annually, actually that was an outright lie. They have not done any inspections. So, and when you lie to me, I get pissed off. So, city has come to the realization that they are responsible for the hydrants. Yay. And now they're going to be getting with the, there's an agenda item, a meeting with council people, the fire, couple of fire people, and somebody else to do a new interlocal contract agreement. And I also have another public record request because in section 8 on page 6 of this agreement, city will continue to perform a maintenance program per the current adopted Public Works Department hydrant maintenance program. I asked Barry for it and he says there is no document. So now I'm doing the request to kind of dig the hole deeper. So that's it.
Thank you. Any additional public comment? Okay, seeing none, then we'll move on to agenda item 3, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda. 3B, review and approve board minutes. And 3C, review of response statistics. Is there any discussion? Do I have a motion?
I did not see it. I would make a motion to approve items 3A, review and approval of board agenda. 3B, review and approve board minutes. 3C, review and of response statistics.
A second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's 3 ayes and 2 absent. Okay, moving on to agenda item number 4, discussion and possible action regarding revenue and expenditures. 4A, enterprise fund revenue and expenditures. 4B, general fund revenue and expenditures. Any discussion on the enterprise fund revenue and expenditures or the general fund revenue and expenditures?
The only question that I had is on the budget for fire. I see that we removed the GEMT ambulance, which I think we talked about last month, but I didn't see the reflection in the totals.
It didn't transfer right. I have to do a journal entry for that, but it gets automatically deposited in the fire account, and then we move it into the ambulance fund.
Okay. That's all I had for questions.
Any?
I don't have any.
Okay.
All right. So I make a motion that we approve item 4A and 4B for the fund and revenue expenditures for general and enterprise fund.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Again, that is 3 ayes and 2 absent. Moving on to agenda item 5, discussion and action to give notice to PACT and move forward with the option of 7710 for workers' comp provider. Who's presenting this?
That's my turn.
Thought so.
Do we have that in our packet?
I don't know. I like probably not.
For the policy. Tina Peterson, for the record. I am your current insurance broker. And so I have brought a couple items that I would like to discuss with you today. You have currently been with PACT for your workers' comp, and there is another company that has entered the state of Nevada about 7 years ago. Their name is 7710. So they are firefighters that underwrite the workers' comp. So they are specifically only for firefighters. So when we first, we've been doing business with them since they came to Nevada. They have all over Arizona and have fabulous records. I know personally that there's somebody in the room that is very familiar with this program because he was what we called our guinea pig at Truckee Meadows. They were the first to try out 7710 to kind of find out if their reputable, accountable workers' comp, they are protected, where PACT is part of a pooling resource, so they're not protected by the federal government. 7710 is. So that is a big positive plus. So 7710 is designed by current and former firefighters exclusively servicing fire and EMS agencies nationwide. 7710 Insurance is a specialty workers' comp insurance company. They've had over 100 years in the insurance industry. So they're not new by any means. They're just new to Nevada, relatively new. We have seen great success with a couple of the fire departments that have joined 7710. They have an amazing track record. Their rates are incredible. And so what I would like to introduce to you is with PACT, they require pursuant to their Article 22, Section 2 of the NPAIP Interlocal Agreement with North Lyon Fire Protection District, you have to give a notice of intent to withdraw 120 days prior to effective. So what this means is for a 7-1 effective, I'm asking you, if it would be okay to pursue getting an actual proposal and quote from 7710 by turning in this letter to PACT, gives us that opportunity to not be required to renew with them on 7-1. However, if we do go down this road with 7710 and we are unhappy with what they have provided us, anytime in the month of May before June of 2025, we can withdraw the letter and request an actual continuation renewal from PACT. Without this letter, we can't move again for the next cycle until February 1st of next year for a July 1. So by doing that, what we have done is I have taken the last 4 years of payroll against the rates that PAC has offered us, and I got an indication from 7710 just on a cost basis. Of course, there are some perks to be with Pool and PACT. They offer the HR resources, grant opportunities, that kind of stuff. So if we go down and get the quote from 7710, we can have that fine line of what programs, you know, basically are we not going to get by leaving PACT. And LP Insurance has the ability to service and add those components if we lose anything. So with that, I went back to 7710 with the employee payroll records and asked them for an indication. Indication is not guaranteed pricing, it is a ballpark. They still have to do a loss control survey, which I, as your agent, I have watched all of your losses and all that kind of stuff. I'm not worried in the least that they are going to find something, that they are going to come back at any higher rate. Pretty convinced. Of course, anything can happen with an indication. You know, if you guys out in the field, you know, mess up or something, you know, we'll just come and meet you. But so with that, the indication came in at a 40% decrease on the overall cost of the workers' compensation. So my proposal to you is, would you be willing to have the chief sign the letter of withdrawal for PACT and to move forward with getting a formal proposal with 7710?
Go ahead, you got a question? Yeah.
I'm just, as long as we're able to withdraw that letter, I don't see why not. And they don't come out, how soon do they come out with the renewal for PACT? It's not up until July?
Correct. Okay. So we will start seeing renewal numbers, but every year, so the way that the process works, when we, with Casey and I, we do the renewal every year. Those numbers, I need payroll numbers, and we have rates already for what the 2025-2026 is going to look like. I can tell you by my rating chart how much each of those employees are going to cost you. So basically just doing overall math with what I have penciled out of what that rate is going to be versus what my indication is, I am about a 40% decrease with 7710. Mm-hmm. So to me, I would like to explore that option and help save the department some money. And it's significant, because workers' comp is a huge number, unfortunately, in that budget line item.
If I may, I'll share a little bit of my experience with 7710. I helped stand that up at Truckee Meadows. I had to use them two times for shoulder injuries. More specifically, than 7710 is their underwriter benchmark. I had the ability, they wanted to put me through 6 or 8 weeks of physical therapy instead of an MRI. I was able to call benchmark and say, look, the only way to get a definitive answer is an MRI, and your job is to get me back to work yesterday. So I'm requesting approval for an MRI to skip. So they went and talked to, had a meeting, called me back, approved. I had surgery within 5 days. Mm-hmm. So immediately I was brought back to work at a minimum of 6 weeks for 6 weeks sooner, which reduces that cost and reduces everybody's rates because we're not sitting there wasting money.
Yeah.
Central Lyon and East Fork are also on 7710, and I recently spoke to Central, and You know, the only thing they said is, we wish we would have done this 5 years sooner.
Yeah, so the program that he is referring to is Ready Rebound.
Yeah.
So employees return to work on average 30% faster because the physicians that they have on site, basically a physician therapist came in and he was an athletic trainer. And he's like, athletes do not wait. They get straight to the doctor, straight into surgery. There's no, you know, wait to get the steroid injection and do some physical therapy and all of that kind of stuff of the hoops. They take you straight in, bypass all the BS, if you will, and say, no, you are as important, if not more, than a professional athlete. What you guys do, you are athletes out there, and you are protecting, you know, our community. So why wouldn't we want to get you back out there protecting our community as fast as possible? So that's when they had set up this Ready Rebound. And it's been a phenomenal program.
I think it's a great idea. I think the only thing we would want to look at is those endorsements. Like you said, LP could add those on if there are certain ones that we think we should need. So I don't know how to do the motion for it.
So on PAC, that's the same as pool PAC, right? We're just shortening.
So pool is the general liability, property, and auto coverage.
So we would keep that side.
Mm-hmm. PAC is just your workers' comp.
Okay.
So we would still have pool, but the PACT side of it would now go to 7710. Yes, everybody thinks pool and pool PACT is one.
Right.
But pool is liability, PACT is workers' comp.
Yep. You said it's about a 40% reduction in premium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's without the loss control survey. That's just an indication, but that gives me a ballpark that we've got some wiggle room.
So on the like the HR and the trainings, and I think we just started using as a vector that we can go in and do our
trainings
and stuff. Is that under pool or is that under PAC?
The HR 100% is under pool. Or PAC.
Okay.
So you will get HR services as long as you still have 1 foot in the game, which you do with pool. So that's what I'm saying. Moving forward with 7710, I will get the list of what is PACT only, what is pool only. And then when I bring the formal proposal to you, you can decide that, you know, okay, we don't use this, this, and this, and this anyway. Or, wait a minute, we need this. And we can carve it out and see what that looks like and provide that service.
So tonight, the time of the essence is because we in the interlocal contract, we have to have the 120-day notice.
Correct.
So it doesn't commit us to accepting the 7710. It's just so that we can exercise the option and the notice to pack that we are looking for shopping for different insurance.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Once we have everything finalized, I will bring it back to the board and give you guys the option. We will have rates by then from PACT. I'll have everything finalized with, you know, and you can make a decision which way you want to go, and you will have that option. I'll bring that to you in May so we can still withdraw the letter if we need to.
Perfect.
I don't have any other questions.
And what you're looking for tonight is basically the direction of the chief to sign the notice to initiate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and start the motion. I'll make a motion directing Chief Bunn to sign the notice of intent to PAC to potentially move forward with the 7710 for workers' compensation. That good?
I'll second that.
Okay. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Three ayes, two absent. Okay. Moving on to agenda item number 6, discussion and action to approve the fiscal year 2024 audit. Okay. Casey, is there anything you or the chief want to highlight? Because I've read through this, but...
There were some changes made from the original one.
The original one?
Right. There really weren't any major changes, just lines that Josh needed changes to decide it. Some of our ending fund balances were better than last year, so that was good. But...
Yeah. But...
They're still low.
Yeah.
They're better than last year, and there were no violations.
Right. Any discussion?
I didn't see anything that jumped out at me. Looks pretty standard to an audit.
Yeah. Okay. If no discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
So I move that we approve the fiscal year 2024 audit.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nope. Three ayes, two absents. Okay. Moving on to agenda item number 7, we'll just maintain this to no longer than 60 minutes to discussion and action to approve the fire board SOPs. We started this last month, had a major substantial change to most of them. I worked on them for the last several weeks, trying to get them into the new template and incorporate the changes that were recommended during the last board meeting. So, now look, I have a question.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that was part of, I think I was going to go through and do some word searches. And
oh, that's right, for some references and, okay.
Yeah, I just need to get the PDFs on it.
Okay.
And talk to somebody about what exactly... I think we were changing board members or something like that, but talk to somebody about what exactly we want changed on that.
Yeah, by director, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we want to table these till next month, perhaps?
The only, before we do that, I just had a question on the, I'm on board number 4 for historical documents, and I just needed clarification. On item 2, it says the district will create and utilize best practice committee. Is that not the Blue Ribbon Committee?
No.
So it's different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Best practices, it's a committee that writes, reviews, and publishes policies, procedures, and guidelines and manuals.
Okay. And I think that's all that but I'm fine with tabling it
okay.
Next month. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, excellent.
So
we'll table
consistent.
Number 7 to bring it back before the board next month. To give additional time for administrative work. Okay. Agenda item number 8, discussion and action to approve an add-on staffing module with First Due. Chief, are you presenting?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So currently we're using a program called the Lab Tech. It's very limited in its abilities. I think we're currently paying $6,300 a year for that program for staffing. Again, on the First Due software, they offer a staffing program. Captain Snyder did the demo with me. Very expandable, user-friendly. They're working on a new update that'll be up this year. Not a date yet, but we got a sneak peek at a fully automated system, so everything's preloaded in there. Our BCs essentially just need to visually check it, and it'll auto-launch vacancies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, basically run itself. It is $850 a year cheaper to go with First Due. And one of the most exciting things for me, when I came here and I saw we're doing paper timesheets, I was a little bit taken back that we still did paper timesheets. Through this program, it provides payroll reports directly to Casey, and she'll be able to just pick it straight up. All it's going to take is a battalion chief validation, you know, at the close of the pay period to make sure everything's sealed up, and then it sends and makes payroll right off of that.
Thanks. Okay, thank you. Any discussion?
That was one of my questions, was what was Casey's thoughts, but by the nodding of the head, I think that, that you know, paper timesheets are tough.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Paper Reduction Act, man. Paper reduction.
However, on a good note, this pay period, everybody had their timesheets in on time.
Nice. Ooh.
So we're going to finish strong.
It's because everybody turned off their phones last weekend. I did have another question. Sometimes with new software, and I know that we're using First Due for our reporting and whatnot, but is there an option to maybe get a block of IT service or what the hourly rate would be if there's questions or whatnot, you know, learning the, I mean, the demo is a little, sometimes is often different than the actual program, so is there some built-in training time on that?
There is. All the modules, so they have subject matter experts. So as an example, you know, we're still working with the computer-aided dispatch interface. So they have their CAD specialist that works directly with us in Lyon County Sheriff's Office implementing that process. So with this module, we'll have their personnel time specialist working with us building the module to fit us.
And that's included in that?
Yeah.
That fee. Okay. Because sometimes that can outweigh the difference of savings.
Yeah, no, there's a whole dashboard that I have for progress. So as all of these modules are being put, it communicates with our folks that are in charge of them as well as them, and I get a monitor exactly statuses, communication, and to check and balance and make sure everything's getting done. And Bill, you've been working on it.
Yeah, I have meetings once a week, if not twice a week sometimes with the First Due. Check up, kind of just keep tweaking things.
And it's pretty user-friendly. And
yeah, some of it's not their fault. Like dispatch has to connect so we can upload times, but that should be literally any day.
Okay.
That's connected, and it'll make life easier for the end user. But
okay,
we're getting there.
I don't think it's a bad thing to have your reporting and everything in the same vessel, because, you know, then it talks to each other and you're simplifying your steps.
Well, so I think there's a lot of benefits. The biggest one for finance is it's one payment. Right? We're not paying 10 different vendors anymore. And we have a local representative that is our go-to guy. So anybody here can call the local guy and he jumps on the computer and looks
at it.
Nice. It's been great.
$800 a year cheaper, you said?
The First Due is $850 a year cheaper than the current LAD Tech program.
Annually, it'll be the $5,450.
Yeah, there's just the one.
The one-time startup fee, yeah.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, that's prorated, so the annual payment, so we'll only pay till June 1st, July 1, and then everything.
Fiscal year.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
And everyone will have an account so they can log in and do their payroll?
Oh, yeah.
And
It's all done automatically. So BCs do the staffing, put the people in who's on duty, they approve it, it's locked in. So employees are allowed to go in there and do exception reporting, but it's got to be approved. So again, a battalion chief or higher has to approve everything on the last day of the pay period. So it transcribes that and sends it over to finance.
Like a payroll system should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be more accurate.
Yeah. I have no more questions. Anybody else?
No.
Okay. Good.
I'm good.
Okay. At this time, I'll entertain a motion.
So I would move to approve the add-on staffing module with First Due.
I'll second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. 3 ayes, 2 absences. Hey, agenda item number 9, discussion and action to approve a memorandum of understanding 25-01 between Northline Fire and IAFF Local 4547. Chief?
So this is a an MOU for the Article 19, which is the minimum constant safety staff group of the CBA. It's basically a repeat of what you guys opposed last month.
Yeah.
So what happened, I'm going to jump a little bit into the fire chief's report to give a little history on here. As the chief here trying to get control of the finances and get us out of the situation that we're in, we had to stop paying what we were paying. But due to the contract, we were having 1 to 2 overtime shifts a day. And an overtime shift costs roughly, call it $900 a shift. So you can do the math real quick and see what that costs. So after that meeting, I put out a administrative directive and changed the staffing, which prompted labor to file a grievance, which is appropriate. But that allowed them to come in with their grievance committee, have a conversation, came up with a resolution, which is the MOU that is attached to this. And just for reference, this is basically what we presented to labor before the last month. So it's the same thing that I was trying before having to do a administrative directive. So basically, our minimum staffing levels at this point will be a total of 5 people, 1 battalion chief, 1 captain, 1 ALS provider, but a total of 5 people on duty a day at a minimum. So right now, as an example, one shift has 6 on, one shift has 5, the other shift has 6. So the shift that has 5 people, if one person calls in sick, we'll have to fill it. But the other two, we won't have to, unless it's a captain or a qualification piece. So it's going to reduce the expenses that we're paying out in the overtime. Do note there's in the MOU, there's a piece, the continuation, which we're already meeting monthly about finances. That's a continuation. And then obviously when funding allows, we'll increase the staffing and get back to some kind of a normalcy of staffing.
So this is just the follow-up of the emergency addendum that we did earlier in the month that you did to reduce the staffing from minimum on the Article 19.
Director,
this is just
to
put the MOU together.
Any further questions? Okay, no further discussion. I'll entertain a motion.
Real quick, just for reference, when I put these out for you guys on the staff report, if you go to the end.
Yeah.
Okay, just to make it a little easier.
Yeah.
I was gonna thank Casey for that.
So I'll make a motion. I move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding 25-01 between North Lyon Firefighters Association, Local 4547, and North Lyon Fire.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? None. 3 present, 2 absent. Okay, number 10, discussion and action to approve a memorandum of understanding 25-02 between Northline Fire and IAFF Local 4547. Chief, you're back up.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
This again, I'm going to use Mr. Foley's thought process here. This is actually pulling the shovel out of the hole a little bit for me. So in the CBA, upon separation of employment from our employees, we got to pay their banks of sick leave and vacation. And that's been an unfunded liability historically here forever. We have some employees that are near six figures. And that will put the shovel back in the hole and dig it a little bit deeper. So again, I put out an administrative directive that we are freezing any payouts upon separation of employment because we just can't afford it. Again, prompted a grievance and a conversation and a draft MOU. This MOU's, I worked with finance on what we can afford to pay upon separation, and we, I don't want to speak out of context here, so we agreed it would be $500 a pay period for sick leave and $500 a pay period for vacation upon an employee separating if we owe them those monies and we don't have the lump sum. If it's small, $2,000, $4,000, $5,000, we might be able to pay it. But some of these that are nearing $100,000, we can't absorb that. So this gives us a way to pull the shovel out of the hole and stop the digging. And again, this here is revisiting finances monthly, and when we get caught up, our new budget will have a liability fund. How we're going to get the money in there, that's going to be up to the state of Nevada when they finally decide to pay us. But we'll be able to get some money into there and start creating a fund for these liabilities.
Any questions or discussion?
So I did just have, for clarification, the 25 on the staff report, it indicates that allows the district to make affordable payments to the employees upon separation by making minimum biweekly payouts until the said separation employee is compensated per the collective bargaining agreement at the time of separation. However, on the actual MOU, it references it as weekly. Article 1, maybe I'm looking at a different one. Is on sick leave and one is on vacation. So where I was looking is on the one that says the parties mutually agreed, and then Article 9, vacation. On employment, each employee eligible for vacation buyout shall be compensated at $500 per pay period. As the pay period biweekly? Okay. So one just refers to it as biweekly and one refers to it as
Okay.
I just
sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I just wanted for clarification, and then so I guess that I know that we're talking about both funds, but the staff report refers to their annual, and sick leave. So annual is referred to as vacation?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my word.
Sorry.
Word means something.
Word means something.
It's annual leave.
Yeah.
Okay. So annual leave, in theory, in Article 9 on the vacation should as well be annual leave.
Yes.
Okay.
My apologies for the confusion.
Well, I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking, no, I did not read about vacation. I've read this twice. So, okay.
Good catch. Thanks, Casey.
Oh, wow. Anything else?
At that point, she can take credit for the on the back of that page.
Yeah.
I don't think she was in here when I gave her credit for catching all my spelling errors.
Yeah, I think that's the only question
okay.
I had.
Any further discussion?
No.
Okay, at this time, I entertain a motion.
I'll
I'll make the motion. I move to approve a memorandum of understanding 25-02 between North Lyon Firefighters Association, Local 4547, and North Lyon Fire.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? None. Three present, two absent. I'm moving right along. Wow. We are now to item 11, Fire Chief's Report.
All right, number one, update on the fiscal status. I think that audit, although not great, showed an improvement. So I'm pleased with that. And this really went into those two MOUs. You're welcome to read it. It's basically regurgitating the same thing about the administrative directives that I put out to reduce the bleeding and pull the shovel out of the hole. So I'm grateful to Labor's Grievance Committee and working through the process, understanding the situation. It really helps the district out financially. So I don't have any questions on that. I'll keep going on to number two. Lyon County Dispatch, we continue to collaborate with Emergency Management, Lyon County Sheriff's Office, Lyon County Dispatch Supervisor, as well as all the Lyon County Fire Administrators. Captain Snyder's kind of taken the lead on this. We'll be doing a fantastic job. Lyon County is pretty tough to work with, kind of like Fernley. This whole server thing, this CAD-to-CAD link has been a troublesome, but we're working through it. It's taking time. I contacted the state of Nevada today. I'm getting a pathway put through a VPN into the state server, so it'll basically go from Lyon County server to the state server and then back to us, because Lyon County refuses to provide access for us. So one of those modules is still work in progress, taking way too long, but we'll get through it. And then the Blue Ribbon Committee, before I send this out to everybody, if you flip to the last page, it's just a draft of the letter of what the Blue Ribbon Committee is. Please take a look at that. That's what I'm going to be sending out to the folks. I've got everybody pretty much selected. I'm looking for one more individual, but I think I may have found them, and I'll have a conversation with them after this meeting. I will need, I've already talked to Labor, they're going to provide two to be on the committee, and then two from the board is what I would like, but we got plenty of time to bring that up and figure that out. That is all I got for the report, other than the stats again. Back to the statistics for the month of January. Make sure it's got all the information that you're looking for in there. Would you like to see anything more, anything less?
I think with time, the reports will get easier. Right now, it's a lot of information for a short period of time with a news program that we don't familiar with. I would hope that the legend will be a little bit more understanding and crisp. It was nice to have the second sheet that actually told you what the ones breakdown. And the twos and the breakdowns were. Yeah. So that was nice. I did appreciate seeing those.
The nice thing again with First Due, they've got a bunch of ad hoc reports. All these that I built were custom. There's a ton of flexibility in them. Just takes me a few days to work around and build a program to run the report that we're looking for. And while you're thumbing through that, just a couple things on my radar. I don't think the board has made any kind of time frames yet to sit down if we want to negotiate a contract for the future, but I think we're quickly running out of time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we discussed that at the last meeting, but we didn't, because it was discussion only. Yeah.
And we have nothing on the agenda, so that's just a little reminder if you guys want to do that.
When is your contract due, your renewal?
My last day, April 14th, I believe.
No. We didn't get the memo.
I'm happy. Hers is right down the street.
However, I do recall a conversation at the last meeting that you were willing to stay on until your wife retired, and then you were...
Yeah, that's in the notes.
Not without a contract.
That I don't believe was disclosed.
And that is all I have. Any questions?
Nope. Anything?
No, I don't have any questions.
None?
No.
Okay. Well, actually, that's not true.
Yeah.
You're going to revise the dates, right? On your letter.
Yeah, that's just the day I wrote it.
You know, because if I didn't put that in there, you'd say, woohoo.
Thank you. Can we move on to line item or agenda item 12, reports of directors. Director Skinner?
No, I've already said it. I'll say it again. I appreciate the reports being in, that we're being able to get that bridge so that we can kind of see the activity and what's going on. It'll kind of help, for me at least, it'll kind of help forecast what we should start seeing as revenues at some point to kind of help with that too, and what's billable services. So I appreciate that.
Sorry, I was late. I thought it was 6:30 for some reason. No, I'm excited for this year. I'm still new and getting used to stuff, but I think I'm excited for what's to come. So that's it.
Okay. Obviously, last month we spent a lot of time in here. I want to thank the chief and labor for collaborating positively to get us to these two MOUs tonight that shows significant improvement in the relationship inside the walls of the house here compared to last year. That it wasn't what anyone wanted, but everyone at the table agreed that if we want to continue under the leadership that we currently have as a board and at the district without having someone from Carson City coming in, that it was to the district's benefit to work together to get to a point to where we can continue moving forward with an improvement plan to get us a little bit healthier physically. But thanks to both sides of the house that worked together well on that. So, okay, nothing else. We'll move on to staff.
Update on our sprinkler system. Western States is, we found the drawings for this building, but we can't find the calculations for the hydraulic calcs. The Western States is punching all the numbers, trying to figure out our calculations to make sure they can line the 6-inch pipe with the 4-inch pipe to the main. And now we got some drama with 62. Our former fire chief Carpenter remodeled our office out there, so our sprinkler system is deficient out there. We have our captain's bedroom without a sprinkler head. So we got a quote from Western States for $3,745 to add a sprinkler head. And then the FDC, the fire department connection out there, is bent, or somebody ran into it. So they are going to hydro that, flush it, make sure it doesn't leak, do the sprinkler head, hydro test the system, and put it back in service.
And the shovel's back in the hole.
And the shovel's back in. It just fell and hit me in the head.
And that's it.
Self-help sometimes is not self-good. Thanks, Tim. Volunteers?
I got nothing, Beckers. You got anything?
No, we're good.
Okay. Real quick, I just got to make sure I heard that right. Did I hear Beckers?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Hey, local 4547?
Joe's obviously not here. He's out on a call. I'd like to echo what you're saying about the cooperativeness. Like, we're just going through the motions, and we got to do stuff to make sure we're checking all the boxes, and I think everything's going well as far as everybody working together and, you know, navigating these tough waters we're in. Joe Armita, invite you guys to our any of our union meetings. The next one is on March 4th at 8:30 in the morning here at this fire station. And then we have a group of guys that are working on our fundraiser that we do annually with Black Bear and the Children's Foundation. That's coming up in either the second or third week of March. And so we don't have a date yet, but as soon as that gets out, we'll throw it out and see every one of you goes there donating a bunch of money. So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. City of Fernley. Nope. Okay, moving to agenda item 13, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, adjourned.
51 minutes.
Compared to the 4 hours.
Recording stopped.
Thank you. I was looking how to kill it.
We don't count this.
That thing is. Turn your.